Begin the current daf in Masechtas Tainus daf Beis. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Tainus Masda. Begin the words of the Gemara. He boils the following question: Rabbi Eliezer Mehira Gamala. Where is he learning this out from? Lulav Gama is learning from Lulav. Ma Lulav Yemuchul. Just like Lulav is during the daytime, etc. Which Tainus Pirush Tainus comes to explain what is the Gemara's question and what's the different options that the Gemara is pointing out. And that is like this: The Lulav Havaritzu Demayim. That, yeah, lulav is considered the appeasement of water. The reason that is because it would grow a lot of mine. It grows by a lot of water, like old trees. And the Rebbe Elazar says that when you start chuckling lulav, that's when you have to start mentioning gevurah kesham. And that's, again, for appeasement of the water before you start asking for the water after Sukkos. Oy demo, the Gemara says, maybe that, no, this that you start from the first days of Sukkos is benisach gomala. It's learned down from the nisach of the nisach hamayim. Because since you start doing that from the beginning of the Yom Tov Sukkos, well, that's when you have to start being meratz on the Mayim. Pirish. The Nafkimina, and the difference would be, im lulav gamala, if you're learning out from lulav, that's when you would go ahead and start from the first day of Sukkos. Abba Nisach HaMayim, severely, because in contrast, the Nisach HaMayim actually holds, the Lambi Mishnu. Actually, that's not on the first day of Sukkos, it actually starts on the second day. So therefore, it's important to know if you're learning from lulav. Maybe he learns after Nisach HaMayim. How so? Because it's really clearly holds the action the Nisach HaMayim being Rishnu. That's actually it's on the first day. That was the Gemara's question. Or Yinami, another ramification could be is the Ima Lulav Gama. If he's learning out that you start Gevurah Kesham from Lulav, so then have a Dafka by Yom. Be specifically that you mention it by daytime, and you're not going to mention it at the night of Yom Tov. Because lulav is also only during the daytime. Shemayim says impossible. You take it during the daytime. Whether you learn it from nisach hamayim, then it would even be at nighttime. Well, in is hahani, and regarding this, that it's effective. The amamar, because the master said, that the flower offerings and libations are at nighttime. Af b'chulu etc. Meaning pirish. What we find by nisachim is the avag of the nisach karbonis lahava adlachar hakarabas karbonis aim. Although really, the libations of the karbanis is only after you sacrifice the karbanis, which are during the daytime. If that's the case, so heich kribin nesachim balayla. So how could you actually have the nesachim at nighttime? So it can't be before the karbanis of the day, which is the. So how could you have the nesachim from the night before the first night of Yom Tov? So I said, no, you're right. It only comes after the karbanis, which the nisach hamayim is from the karbanis. For tzolem, it means balayla shniyah. It means at the second night. So since we compare Nisach HaMayim to Nisach HaYayin, obviously it would be, but it would be just like Nisach HaMayim at nighttime, but it would be the second night. Now, but the truth is, when Nisach HaChag, the Havim Mimayim, Motzi L'mahavim B'leil V'Shayna. But the truth is, that's when Nisach HaYayin. But Nisach HaMayim could even be the first night, and you wouldn't have to leave it until the day. So that's the difference, that if you learned it out from Lulav, would be during the daytime of the first day, and Nisach HaMayim would even be from the nighttime. Because we just learned out from the Nisach Yayin that could be at nighttime. You're right. There it would be the second night, but it would be at night. And Nisach HaMayim could be even the first night. Now, what do you mean? How can you say that that's ramification that it's going to be at nighttime? The Maskin Gishamim, like you find by the Nisachim of the Mayim. But I thought the Mayim, the Nisachim, is only in the Tamat Shal Shachar, the first day of Sukkos. So it's not by the first night. It's only by the daytime. What you could say is actually in the chayiv lanasach. We're not obligated to do nisach el b'tamid shachar only by the morning coming tamid. But if someone wants to, avad lebelayi, you can even do it at nighttime, and that's again what we would learn out in ramification on gevurah sham that you really start at the night. The next test, master begin with zigmar damer b'var b'vav. Says lelumd lebelaze elam lulav. He only learns that from lulav. Pirush, in other words, b'sviyli the nisach la'abad b'sheni, and because he holds that nisach hamayim is only by the second day, so if he's saying that it's in the first day, obviously he's learning it out from the shocking lulav, which is ready from the first day of service. The next test master begins with the words Gemara Mishas Natilas Lulav, and when you start taking the Lulav, Pirish, and it tells him Rishon Shal Sukkos, which is from the first day of Sukkos. Rabbi Shua, I mean, he says Mishas in the Chasa, when you put the Lulav down, Pirish, Lord to the Matzah Shri Shal Sukkos, night after the end of the seventh day of Sukkos, Shemanichem Asalu, when you put down the Lulav, that's when you start saying Gevurah Kesham. The next test master begins with the words of the Gemara Mishoshim and Psikin Lashav, and the moment when you stop asking, which is the same Talam Matar, which is the requesting of rain, which is the Bech HaShemin and Bracha Baruch Aleinu, which are on Pesach, then Paiskum Lahaskim Merda Geshem, because that's when you also stop mentioning Merda Geshem in the Bracha of Mechaya Mesin, or the Bracha Bat Tegibra. Ten next Tez of Maskel, Ted Begin Words of the Gemara, Ha'ibla Fe'ateva, some goes to Dam Vadi Amid, B'yam Tev Shal Chag Ha'achrin, on the Yom Tiv of Sukkot, the last one. So he's Masker B'chulu. Pirush, what does that mean? Yom Tiv Shachag Ha'achren. So Ha'achren, it means the last one is Shemespal Tfilas Musaf. Does that mean Musaf? He's the one that mentions rain. When we say Harishin in the Masker, the first one doesn't mention Pirush Shemespal Shachras. Who daven just a little bit before that Shachras, he's in the Masker. He does not mention the rain, the Masher Barach. Now, Yishami actually explains this. He says, am I in Masker Morta? Well, why don't you mention it from the nighttime, Pirish Mitzvah Sabbath? Why don't you mention it already from Ma'ariv? The Yishami answers, less time at Kalam, because not everyone's there by Ma'ariv time. But the Dachwa Tafras, why don't you mention the morning, Pirish Mitzvah Shachras? That's already daytime. From Mishani, on the Yerushalmi answer to have a sabi, because they're going to think that Matkele Murtu, they're going to think, oh, I see everyone saying B'Shachas, they must have already mentioned it by Ma'ariv, which is not the case, only by the daytime, and therefore they actually don't say B'Shachas, and only stop by Musaf, so that people realize that it was not said by Ma'ariv, and it was only today, because they saw Shachas, it wasn't, and Musaf, yes. It's in the next place, Masaf, the beginning of the Gemara, Mayim. This Nischa Mayim, where is alluded to in the Torah? From the word Mayim. Where do we find the word Mayim? Because you have mem min nischeim dechsib b'shem. When it talks about the nesachim of the 7 days of Sukkot, so when each day is mentioned independently, when it mentions on the second day of Sukkot, it says v'niskehem. Now, really, could have just said v'niska. So the extra, the mem sofit, the end of mem is extra. That's a mem. V'yud dechsib b'shishib unesachah. Now you have an extra yud on the sixth day, where it usually says v'niska, and it says unesachah with a yud. That was unnecessary. That's a yud. And you have an extra mem on the seventh day of Sukkot because it's kemishpat tam. It says according to their laws, it could just say kemishpat. So that's an extra mem. So you have mem yud mem. So you have an allusion to the nisach mem. Now, time to Rabbi Akiva, who says actually you start mentioning on the sixth day of Sukkot, is because b'shishi on the sixth day it says unisachaha and its libations, the mashmim terein nisachim. That's plural. It sounds like two libations, which means to say besides the wine libation, which you do with every carbon, you're also doing the water libation. Therefore, on the sixth day of Yom Tov Sukkot is when you start mentioning this idea of the Mayim, which is that of the rain in Mashiv Ruach Moed Hagashem.